Okay.
Fun. My hand chair is lost without you.
No, because he has a role in the first portion.
You know, I just erased, you know, by mistake the link, and then I was so panicked. Sorry.
And we just discussed it before, you know, before I went on.
Right.
Okay. So I now call the meeting to order. Good evening, everyone. I would welcome to the Asian American Pacific Islanders Community Commission meeting. May I have Arlene please lead the Pledge of Allegiance?
Everyone will go ahead and put their right hand over their heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one
nation,
under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Arlene. I will now do the roll call. And I will say each name alphabetically. Please unmute yourself and say here when you hear your name. I hope this is alphabetical. Yes, it is. Dorinda Burnett.
Here.
Aaron Gupta. Jeannie Kim. Daniel Lee.
Present.
Vida Tan Lin.
Here.
Okay. Alan Malari. Arlene Marciparra.
Here.
Divya Narala. Fayaz Raja.
Here.
Rika Tamura. Craig Valdez.
Here.
Sunny Vinuya.
I think he just texted me and he said he's stuck in the meeting, so I don't think he's going to be here.
Okay, thanks. And Sharifa Wahab. I don't know if she actually informed Beatrice. She's currently sick, and actually I'm requesting for everyone to pray for her. First, she went through surgery, and then later she was infected. And not only her, but her entire family, children and siblings all included. So let's all pray for her and her family. I would also like to introduce our county staff. Our secretary is Gloria Wells. And community liaison is Beatrice Martinez. We will typically go to the first portion of the public comment due to the COVID-19 county closures are in effect, and this meeting is not being held in person. Anyone wishing to provide public comment could have emailed county staff as indicated on the agenda by 4 p.m. today. All public comment received can be seen on our website right now at clarkcountynv.gov. The public can listen to this meeting live over the phone. And anyone wishing to speak at this time who has not already submitted comments in writing relating to the agenda can speak now. This meeting is also being recorded and will be posted for the public as required by law. Next, we have the approval of the minutes for July 8, 2020 meeting. Since all of you have received this last week, you would have reviewed. So do I have a motion to approve it?
Dorinda Burnett, I make a motion to approve the minutes from July 8th.
Okay, second.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor to approve the minutes, say aye.
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 Okay. Could you raise your hands? I see. Okay, Okay, thank you. So that's approved. Minutes that's approved. Now we go to the approval of the agenda for tonight, August 12, 2020, and hold, combine, or delete any items. Do I have a motion?
Madam, Madam Chair, I like to have a motion to on item number six, combining A, B, C, and D to one, which is the discussions of the final report and vote on it.
Okay, so A is the discuss the commission's research duties and feasibility study. B, discuss the drafting of the final report. D, discuss the commission's fundraising efforts and finances. Discuss the commission's public relations, media, and events. And discuss the timeline of the commission's duties. So for this report, Vice Chair his motion is to have that already not discussed tonight. And I know, Vice Chair, it is for the purpose of the discussion of the report. Is that correct, Vice Chair?
Yes, Madam.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have a motion to approve that?
Do we need a second for that, Madam Chair?
Second. Sorry, second.
Okay, I second with question.
Okay, all those in favor to make that change? Aye.
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 Okay, so that's approved. Thank you. And so now we go to. So there are no informational items today, if you notice. So no presentation, just like what we had last time. So we'll move to the next section of our agenda, general business. And so I want to give you a short introduction before we actually start discussing. Okay. You know, after some major challenges we all have to go through in gathering data for the report, you know, like the 2020 census survey going on at the same time as ours, and we did not want to compete for attention with the census. Then, the effects of the pandemic. We finally have a report to present to the Clark County Board of Commissioners in their September meeting. We were assisted by two researchers who put together all the data each one of us submitted, and they are Jean Monson and Octavio Posada, who are in this meeting tonight to answer any question related to the writing of the report. The report is the fulfillment of at least 5 of our 7 duties as defined in Chapter 3.64, Section 040, which identifies the different AAPI communities. Tells about the population, history, organizations, and leaders, and socioeconomic needs of the different AAPI communities in Clark County. I am in support of the approval of the report, which all of you have received last week and had a chance to review. We will discuss and vote on the report tonight. Let me turn over the floor to Vice Chair Tuan, who will moderate the vote after the discussion. Coming Tuan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Antonio and Jeans. They worked tirelessly in the last few weeks to make to meet the deadline. And also, when we got it, they really worked around the clock 24 hours to revise this report. And I, you know, as a member of the commissions, and of course on behalf of the commission, I really, really appreciated your work. And you know, on the missing informations, but you were able to get it done timely, in a timely fashion. And again, I really thank you for that. I don't know how we're going to vote it today because I don't know that if we get the quorum for today, maybe Mitri Gloria could tell us that if we vote on this report tonight, how it's going to be because we are missing quite a few members.
This is Beatrice. You do have a quorum. So whatever the quorum decides, whether it still is valid.
Thank you. So yeah, the next question that I asked that is it everyone here have a chance to read the report? If any one of you have not get a chance to read the report at all. I guess that everyone have the chance to read the report, right? Okay, so I'd like to present some of the amendment to the report though, because basically the important part of it that we're missing on the report. Before I do that, if I could maybe set the rule for voting, because I don't know if anyone else as a member of the commission has any additional amendment that wish to put into the report. So we probably have to, if there is any proposal out there, we need to vote it in each individual amendment or individual change. So the two missing items on the report, according to the quote 3.64.060 on the report of findings. And I'm going to read this. On or before June 30th, 2020, the commissions shall provide a report to the Board of the County Commissioners detailing the research conducted by the commissions and any recommendations to meet the identified needs of the communities. The report shown include a detailed summary of all donations received and how the donations were utilized by the commission. So basically the report, according to what I read, is just, you know, beautiful. And I think that it was well done and well written. But however, I think that, you know, the two important part of it is that was missing, and that is very, very minor. I think we probably be able to put it in, and hopefully that by the 26th, we all going to vote for it and pass as a final report. So let me propose the change and amend the report with the first one. The first one is to identify the needs of the community and make recommendation to address the needs. So I assume that, you know, all of us, especially the research team, we can work with the research team to write up the language, how we wanted to put it in. And basically that, you know, for me, I think we should put at least that my thought is that if we could have a community liaison, the county liaison for the AAPI committees. That's one of the recommendations that I probably wish to put into the report. The second part of it is the recommendations to possibly having the center as a centralized place for all of the communities to be able to providing services to the communities. And as I said that, you know, probably work up with a language to put into the report. And I'm not sure that if anyone else want to make any recommendations or anything else beside these 2 points. Let's open it for discussions. Anyone have any idea or any suggestions?
Okay. Has everyone seen the report? Actually, it was asked, but I want to make sure. Have you any comments? Any suggestions?
So if we don't have any suggestions, and I would propose to vote on this one, and then we will work with the research team to add the language, you know, into these two changes, and maybe perhaps that, you know, maybe other suggestion that we can come up at a later time. Can we have the vote on it?
Can I actually suggest something?
Sure, absolutely. Sure.
I have a couple of recommendations of action that I think would be helpful based off of the outcome and results of the report that we created that were primarily based off of the outcome of the survey. So I know that we listed in our report the top three services requested based off of the 321 surveys was education programs, healthcare and wellness, and employment and job assistance. And so I think that based off of a recommendation of action centered around education programs, healthcare and wellness, employment and job assistance, is that the county can educate and conduct outreach to the AAPI populations about these services, such as affordable healthcare options, and other resources that might be available that aren't just currently available. And a prime example that I think fits this category is, for example, the Clark County Royal Pages, which is a directory of programs and services for the senior and disabled population. And I've seen it a lot and have used it before, and I think it would be helpful for a resource like that to be translated into the multiple AAPI languages for us to disperse to our communities. The second recommendation of action that I have, and this is loosely tied to employment and job assistance, but I think may require us to just dig a little deeper, is increasing AAPI representation in the workforce, and asking the county to provide additional outreach to potential AAPI employees. You know, showing that, you know, as the community continues to grow, there is also a commitment to the county to reflect the workforce based off the diversity of our communities. And the last thing is based off of education programs. So that was rated as the top outcome of the survey. And it is pretty loosely defined. Like, I don't know exactly what education programs are and what they mean. However, I think that that might pose as an opportunity for the county to address cultural and language barriers in our AAPI community. And that might just be like a simple recommendation of action could be researching possible funding options for translation services. That's just something that I came up with. But I think that, you know, at this time, you know, what recommendations of action look like can be centered around those three things I just talked about.
Okay. And as I said, you know, I believe that anyone between now and probably by the end of the week, if we can come up with something else, we can submit it to the research team so we can deliver to Octavio's and Jean to work on the language and put it in and amend it into our report. So can we start voting on it?
Okay. Yeah. May I say something? Okay. On the last page, practically the last page of the report, you know, by the the end of the report, there is a chart pie that is presented because of the question that we ask about the importance of the preserving and promoting the ethnic culture of each community. And in there, it showed that more than 50% actually said it is very important, and more than almost 30%, okay, a high 20 in the high 20s said it is important. So even just combining the two, that gives you more than 80% in of the respondents saying that really the preservation and promotion of everybody's ethnic culture, each community's ethnic culture, is very important. So could we tie that towards the ending or drawing a conclusion wherein, because we are actually wanting to justify having the center. So that actually justifies having a center. In the report, it shows we have maybe 100 different AAPI organizations so that we could say that all these organizations, if they're in one house, and all the programs that the ones that Craig actually mentioned, all these programs related to all these needs can be actually answered in one place, wherein instead of, let's say, one person needing something, going to three different places or five even different places, if there is the center, it will be one place. So including all the interpreters and with all the 100, maybe more than 100 different AAPI organizations, we can actually have a really big group of volunteers who could even be interpreters and, you know, or representing their organizations to actually help the community. So I'm thinking of that to be a part of how the report will be, the ending of the report. So after the pie chart includes one or two, you know, one or two pages, as what you mentioned to one, yeah.
Margie, I want to clarify for the justification for a cultural center would come in the feasibility report. This report, for the record, the commissioner said if there needs to be no more economic development for PI community, there needs to be more educational opportunities for the community. Uh-huh. There needs to be more, let's say, education of what code enforcement is, what business licensing is. This is your opportunity. This is the opportunity for the board to ask things for the county. The center will be discussed in the feasibility study. So I want all of the commission to be clear that while, yes, that could be one of the recommendations, the main the feasibility study is for the specifically cultural center will be addressed later on by this commission. This is the commission's chance to ask from the county anything that you've ever seen, whether it's cultural competency from planning staff, maybe you know, county staff doesn't understand how we should address certain communities, maybe we should you know, discuss how we can involve more cultural classes in our own parks and rec stuff. So this is a huge opportunity for this commission to ask the county for everything that you would like. Just put that on the record.
Okay. Thanks, Beatrice.
May I make a comment? So I agree with what Craig was saying. We have, there's resources already at the Clark County. What the problem that we have in our community is not translated to our languages. So I think for us to ask would be, would the county be working with us to do the translation, at least in the major seven languages, right? Where in Tagalog, Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, and Vietnamese, and yeah. But if we can get it, because they already have those program already, our community don't know how to apply for, because it's number one in English, and they don't know if it's for them. So I think this commission can help. The first thing we're going to do is trying to do the translation of programs that already exist at the county. And I think that's what Craig was trying to allude to. And I think that's a faster fix and a faster ask.
Well, I'd like to say something. I don't know. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay,
go ahead.
I apologize. Okay.
Yes,
Tuan went ahead and mentioned a key word that he used there was liaison. Okay. When he did his study there, he mentioned liaison. When you look around the room to all of us in the Zoom meeting, we are all liaisons within our own particular community. Uh-huh. So it becomes our responsibility, because we represent that community, to be available to provide these services that the county has available and educate our community in these services. So if that means that we have to go ahead and open it up within our own special community, you know, we should be the responsible parties in order to do that within our communities. We would be the liaison. And in that, now we have a forum that we can go ahead and, as Beatrice said, ask, what is it that we want? Personally, I don't think the county would put money towards translating different things in different languages, okay? Because we are the liaison. Even if we put it in front of someone and translated it to whatever ethnicity language, it still makes it difficult what the main idea of that translation is. So we as the liaison would have to interpret for our community. It falls back to that same dependency on what role we play within this whole structure of everything. So as I said, you know, that's a perfect word to look at. What is the liaison role, and how dedicated are we as commissioners in order to fulfill that role within our communities?
Thank you, Dorinda.
Can I? Oh, sorry.
So you, again, there's no limit on to how many things you can ask. So my recommendation would, you can put everything out there. Of course, like Dorinda said, it might not happen, but it does help that the AAPI Commission is making these recommendations based on the report that you have produced. So by no means am I recommending limiting anything. The cultural center absolutely can be on there, just reminding everyone that there can be more than just the cultural center on the list.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to add something for the record. I understand where Auntie Dorinda is coming from, but I want us to take a look, for example, at the survey that we created as a commission and how hard it was for us as a commission to translate the survey itself to our own communities, given the low amount of respondents that we got back. I mean, we only got 321 surveys back, and we weren't able to adequately to our own communities. And so, I mean, I don't, it may be a long shot, honestly, you know, and I think maybe we might be asking for too much, but I think that any resources that that the county offers and provides, if we can at least ask, make the ask that if there's potential, for example, right, you know, if there are legal resources, because education programs was listed as the number one service provided by the survey. And so, and that can range from any educational issue. So if it goes, you know, if it's related to legal help, right? Ensuring that, you know, some of these like low cost or free legal consultations are provided in languages that we need, so people know who to contact. Or, you know, if it's related to healthcare, being able to translate that information. If it's related to immigration, you know, even like the Know Your Rights fact sheet, in videos, I mean, they could be translated to multiple languages. And I think at the center of it all, it can also go back to employment as well, right? So also knowing that there is a diversified workforce in the county allows us may help allow these resources to exist. But I also want to make sure that we maybe make the ask. I know the county, I mean, I don't want us to tell each other no without asking the county first to see if they can even explore the possibility of potentially translating some of these resources that we need. I mean, the way I see it is, as a commission, if these resources are translated in the languages that they are provided, as it is our duty as a commission to make sure that our community takes action. I think that's the hardest part is, you know, we tell our community that all these resources exist, and we also make it easier for them to access it in languages that they have. But if we aren't there to help them, or under, you know, maybe they have questions for the county that no one else can really answer. Maybe that's where we provide like cultural competency classes, or not even just that, but outreach, outreach among organizations serving the AAPI community, where we ask the county to host one community forum a year, you know? And I know that all county commissioners can't be there at once because of open meeting law, but you know, if we have or a different county commissioner every time, every 6 months, who gathers to speak to our AAPI communities, and where we have a table where we invite over 100 potential organizations of AAPI organizations to come together and, you know, provide feedback to the commissioners about what we're hearing from the community and the resources they provide, we can also share with them. So I think that's how the liaison role may work. Of course, I mean, it really all depends, but at least that's how I view it.
May I also add to that, Tom? So to open the Senate is going to take a while. It's not going to happen overnight. But we can utilize some of the area that the county has already. For example, the Amplify Theater, you guys have those little workshop rooms in the back. Maybe that could be an open, you know, like Craig said, an open forum for people to come, for our community to come and see what kind of service they have, right? And I know back in the days, the county always had a day of all the vendors will come out and they people can come and see, you know, who they can do business with and so forth, because I used to participate in that. But to have it generated for the Asian community, it would help, and they will all come out at the same time, ask the questions at the same time, see what's available, right? And there are spaces, so you don't have to have, for now it's going to be, well, for now we can't have a large gathering for 50 or more, but when the times come and we can get people together, there are spaces that we can, that the county has right now that we can utilize. And then like Craig said, maybe once a year or twice a year, we have a thing where everybody come together and what's there to help the community. That would be something that center that all as the commissioner, that's something that's not a hard ask, but maybe right. How we can work together.
I agree. I'm in favor of something like that. You know, even if we did it on a quarterly basis. You know, I mean, even at this, during this time of COVID, I mean, look how many parents will be wondering, how am I going to educate my child this upcoming school year? Because be out there, and you know, I tried working with a diversity faces group with CCSD last year, and they didn't know where I was coming from because I was breaking new ground. That's what we're doing. We're breaking new ground. So you know, we have to be proactive in our approach. And by the same thing, you know, it's not what we know, it's how we reach our community, how we make them feel. When we make them feel like they're accepted, then they will go ahead and respond. That's part of the reason why I think we didn't get the responses we wanted. It was new. It was something that was never done before, where you had someone of the same color come knocking on your door and say, hey, can you fill this out? You know, it was a new platform that we were trying to do with our surveys. And yes, some did. Most of them didn't want to do it. And it was between all of our 15 different commissioners, we all had the same problem. So again, you know, looking back at the Denver AAPI, you know, they have longevity. They have 10 years, at least 10 years behind them. So, you know, we're on year one. So what I'm saying is, you know, to take it to heart that we do have hard work ahead of us, but it starts with our exposure on the ground level. And that's where we are right now, on the ground level. So I agree with Vida. You know, if we did something seasonal and get our community together and maybe showcase, you know, there's 15 of us. If we did it three times a year, you know, we have five on each session. Boom, we're done. We can go in and showcase every single ethnic group that we represent.
Yeah, and something I also want to add that Beatrice mentioned is like cultural awareness and like competency for like county staff. And I think that's really helpful in terms of providing education, training, and outreach on important topics that are relevant to our communities. Like, for example, Auntie Dorinda, like May Day is a big celebration in the Native yes. Hawaiian and Pacific Islander community. You know, we have, you know, the Asian night market is something that ACDC puts on, and you know, is a taste of all the food, and is also just an example of like how rich the diversity of our county, or really our county, is. And so being able to provide education to county staff, in addition to elected officials who already know these events are happening, may be helpful, and working with county staff to recruit and retain more API staff or teachers or administrators in a county might be helpful. I mean, I think an important topic that should be taught to all county staff is the model minority myth, the idea that Asian Americans, because, you know, statistically speaking, Asian Americans do better than any other ethnic group, you know, in the nation, doesn't necessarily mean that Asian Americans aren't struggling, right? There are Asian Americans who are struggling. There are Asian-owned businesses that are struggling. There are, you know, there are some parts of our community who aren't getting the education or the help that they need, and understanding that we all have a duty together, you know, to uplift not only the Asian community, but other ethnic groups. And, you know, we are not susceptible. I mean, the idea that we can simply overcome racism, or that we can simply do as better as white people because of statistics that say that we can do better, doesn't necessarily mean that we do. And so I think that, like, those are things that we can teach that also break down, you know, implicit biases that otherwise, you know, that folks may not otherwise be aware of, and may also challenge us to think differently. And so, I mean, that's just an example of the education and training that we can provide to the county, and in return ask the county to recruit or retain more staff or teachers or administrators.
For the sake of time, if I could ask everyone to, whatever the idea or amendment that you wanted to put on the report, maybe we can email it to us, the chair, and to the head of the research. I think in this case is going to be Craig, right, Craig? Are you okay? So basically, that if you can, if you have any idea to, and wish to add it on to the report, so send it to us, and also to Craig, CC to Craig as well. So between now and the end of the week, we can work on it and make a proposal to I'll write it up and then give it to Octavio's and Jean's to add it on the report. Is there anything else we want to discuss on this particular items? So we can start voting on it.
Wait, Tuan, so if folks send me the material or their thoughts on recommendations of action, does that postpone the vote for today? Because
no, we still can. Well, you know, obviously that we need to have a special meeting anyway. The reason being is that we need to vote on the presentations of the report. So not only that we submit the report, but we need to have the presentation. So there's no way that we're not gonna be able to skip the special meeting. Mm-hmm. And I believe that on the 26th is the date that we probably be able to resume again and vote for two items to finalize this report and to vote on the presentations. So I wish we can, you know, try to consolidate it and passing this vote, and then, you know, it's done. But unfortunately, because there is two items that, as I mentioned earlier, that need mm-hmm. to be part of the report. So I think we still have to have a special meeting for on the 26th, unfortunately.
Yes, the special meeting is really very necessary before we actually do the presentation, you know, now in front of the Board of Commissioners.
Okay, so with that said, if we have the special meeting, will the reports with the revised, you know, suggestions be in there? Will that be emailed to all of us?
Yes, when we have the final report done with all of the amendment added onto it, and then we can send it out to you for you to have a chance to read it first. And then whatever that we need to change it, we need to work on that on that time frame. So probably about a few days before the 26th, since that we have to make it to public, And retreats need to be posted for the public. So we need to work on that time frame, meaning that probably 5 days or whatever, maybe Beatrice can verify that.
Yeah. Yes, please, Beatrice. Yeah, tell us exactly when do you need those, I mean, the final version that we will have on the 26th of August.
Yeah, so you guys have to approve the whole report, which includes the findings, the recommendations, and the addition of the donations. And that needs to be, so that's going to be voted on the 26th. Because of open meeting law, we need to post the agenda by the 20th at 9 a.m. So we need to have everything in by the 19th. So that's when all of the ideas are, if you guys have all ideas, hopefully you work it out maybe through this week. Just to let you know, just be aware you're not allowed to sort of vote on the ideas. If it's because of the shortness of time, maybe you just want to add sort of all the ideas and then vote on just one by one, yes, yes, no, on the 26th. And then just voting one by one, then the actual editing of the report, saying that with those changes, everyone approves the report, then we would need the report by September 1st, being that the board would have already approved the report, the upcoming changes on the meeting on the 26th. So send all your ideas by 18th or 19th, and the, on the 26th, you can vote.
I think that, you know, we need to get it by the 14th or the latest is the 15th. Because we still have to work on the language and we need to have Jean and Octavio's put it on the report. Wow. So I think that, you know, by the 18th and we, I mean, by the 17th or maybe the
17th,
the 18th, to send it out to everyone to make sure that everyone agree on it. And then we can send it over to you on the 19th. Otherwise, that, you know, they don't have time. And last time that, you know, we worked 24 hours to revise the things that are, you know, as I mentioned earlier, that, you know, the chair and the chair and I, and then also Jean and Octavio has been, you know, going crazy for 24 hours.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so am I supposed to comment that?
Yes, Octavio.
So yes, I want we especially editing if we need on the time. It's you please allow we get everything already done with the recommendations, and if it's something as simple as the report, enough time. But if language that we got all the credit over the 1 month of time was from that. So I'll review it right for grammar and then it's
well, my idea is that ourselves and the research team will probably gonna put the language on it. So basically that for you to basically just, you know, format it, reformat it. And then, you know, I don't think that you need to do a lot on this one. You may see some mistake and you may want to change it. Majority of the work's going to be done by us this time. So hopefully that, you know, the research team and ourselves would have the chance to come up with the language that appropriate, for us to finalizing it. And then we just send it over to you for you to reformat it and put it into the report. Does it make any sense?
This is Octavio, director. Thank you.
Right, thank you. So yes. Let's move on and see that if we can agree on that and we can move on to the next item. If we can maybe starting to have the if everyone object to it, if we can move on and work as the schedule that we just provide, which is if we can work between today until by the Friday the 14th, if everyone send it over to us, And then, you know, we will work during the weekend and hopefully that we can get that done by the 17th. So, and then we can resend it out to all of us again to go over. So we can send it out on the 19th to the staff to post it.
So let me clarify that to one. So since anyway we already know, we've already said what, you know, all our suggestions, especially the one from Craig and Dorinda and like Rita. You know, today is just Wednesday. We could actually already do that in writing so that by Friday at least, you know, that will already be received by either Craig, myself, Tuan, and already passed on to the researchers so that we have probably give it a little bit more time, maybe up to this weekend, so that by Monday everything should be done. Should be in to the researchers so that Monday, it's actually this coming Monday, that what Tuan is saying is that if we could have them all, everything by Monday so that by Wednesday we already we are talking only of this coming Wednesday already, actually this coming Wednesday already, next week is the our deadline to submit that to Beatrice.
But I think that, you know, we just have to remember that we also have to send it out to all the members of the commissions as well. So basically, if we have it by the 17th, and then we can send it out by the end of that day to everyone, so they can make sure they can go over again and see, you know, if they're okay with it. So by the time we get it back and know, and if there's no issue whatsoever, and then, you know, by the 19th, that we'll be able to send it out to the staff.
Juan, just if for the whole, the board, whatever the board receives and is gonna vote on needs to be go out to both the board and the public.
So what is your suggestion though? Can I, you know, can we send it over to you? So for you on the 17th or maybe the 18th, for you to send it out to the to all of us.
Yeah. So the whenever you want, whenever your the report is ready to be sent out, we can send it out, and just know, just be aware that that's when we're going to send it out to the public as well, because that it's basically up on what you need. Everyone can review it and then discuss, like I said, which item you want on the report.
All right, so if we take that into consideration, I think that we need to have everything sent to us by the end of the 14th, which is Friday. So we can work over the weekend and send it over to the writing team. And then hopefully we have by the 17th. So by the 17th, and we are gonna, now let me ask you this, I want to verify this again, with Beatrice though. So if we have by the 17th, can you send to the member of the commissions before you can send it out to the public or before they post it?
Everything has open meeting law requires that anything that the board is going to be voting on needs to be sent out to the public as well.
No, we are not voting on it yet. We just want to make sure that if we make any you know spelling error or whatever, but we're going to vote on the 26th though. We're not going to vote on before the 26th. I just wanted to make sure that they have a chance to catch any mistakes that we have.
When you send out any documents for anything to be sort of read by everyone, you can't discuss it. So you can, we can send the document, but you can't send it back. You can't sort of work behind the scenes.
I understand that. So, but you know, at least I have a chance to read it, and then, you know, we're gonna, if it's a minor things, and I'm sure that it is going to be a minor things, you know, and then we can vote on the 26th, and you know, at that time we can vote on it on the 26th. And if there is any additional things that we got to change, but we can pass it with the understanding of, you know, correcting, you know, misspelling or whatever the case is, on the 26th. Can we do that?
Right. So just clarify, whenever, if you have everything, have a team, and you want the commission to have it, we're gonna have to post it as well, because that's an item that you will vote on the 26th.
That's fine. Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
So having that, if we can move on and then see that if we agree on that terms.
So this is a tool. Information you that needs to be added to the report. We need the 17th.
The 17th, yes.
Okay, thank you.
So
which is Monday, this coming Monday.
So Tuan, for yes, whatever you want, whatever you want to show to the board for the 26th, whenever you, no later than the 19th, you should submit it to Gloria. I will actually be out next week, so it'll be Gloria. And that time, it'll go out to the whole board and the public.
Okay, that's fine. Any other questions so we can move on to the next one?
I have a question, Tuan. So does that mean that people are sending their recommendations to me and I'm forwarding that to you, Margie, Octavio, and Jean?
They can actually CC it to us as well, but you know, you are the principal person to receiving those.
Actually, yeah, I would request that everyone just send it to you, Margie, Octavio, and Jean, and they can CC me if they feel like it. That way it's uniform. It's not lost in translation.
Anyone agree with that?
I agree.
Hmm? Okay, if it is the case, I don't think we have any problem with that. I mean, but at least that, you know, you are the head of the research team, but you need to have at least, you know, some say into it. So that's the reason why I thought that it is important for you to have it, and you may have some idea that you wanted to change it as well. Because if we send it to me and then, you know, I have to resend it to you, and then, you know, that is, there's you know, time involved. So if you all of the members understand what we are doing now here is that if you could send it to the chair, send it to me, and CC it to
Craig,
and then if you wanted to send it to Jean, CC it to Jean and Octavio, that would be fine too. But at least that the three people that you need to send it is, you know, to send it out. And please send it by the 14th if you could. That way we'd be able to go over on the 15th and the 16th to make sure that we come up with the language and rewrite it and then send it to Octavio's and Jean. Is it understood, everyone? Any other suggestions so we can move on?
That sounds good to me, Tuan.
All right, thank you.
That sounds good to me too.
All right, okay. Okay, the next item is very, very easy. The next item is the donations report, the detail of the summary of all the donations, which already we already have that. So we just need to attach to the report, and that's just an attachment. We already have it. So the detail of that will be posted on the as part of the report as well. Any question on that?
Tuan, this is Beatrice. If I can just add, for it, some folks aren't here today, so for the, if everyone can just let the people that aren't here today of your decision.
Hi.
Actually, I think we lost the last part of it, Beatrice. Can you?
Oh, yeah, I was just saying there are some folks here that aren't here today that are in the commission. So I don't know how you want. Do you want me to send out an email to everyone saying we can send out the meeting minutes or the recording? I can send out saying that I have posted the recording of this meeting. And for everyone who wasn't in the meeting to please review it, because it is an important meeting and there is a deadline this Friday. Would that be helpful, or do you want to?
Absolutely, yes, that's very, very helpful. Thank you. Okay, so and then, you know, the one that we just said that we're going to attach the donations since the beginning of the commissions until up to date, and then that is going to be part of the report. Does anyone has any suggestions or any comments on it? All right, I guess that, you know, does everyone agree? So the final part in my duty today is to vote on the 26th, that we're going to have a special meetings on the 26th, which is on Wednesday, 2 weeks from now. Let's have the motions to vote on it. Madam Chair, yes. Can you?
This is Vida Lynn. I motion that we have a special meeting on August 26th.
All right. Vida. Anyone second
any
on
it? Second.
Second on Pastor Allen Malawi's second demotion.
All right, Pastor. Thank you. All right, so I'm going to turn the floor back to the chair.
Can I make a quick comment?
Sure.
I want to thank Octavio and Jean. It's a really nice report. And I don't know if anyone mentioned that to you. So just want to say that.
Yeah.
Octavio, for
thank you, Vida.
If there are no additional questions, Jean and I will be on this.
Okay. Actually, do you have any other question for the while Jean and Octavio are here?
Hello.
Comments on the report, though.
So, let me say also, as what Vida Lynn also said, the report looks great. Thank you so much, Jean and Octavio, for helping us on this one. Okay. So
I think Sam had a question.
I'm sorry. A question?
Well, that was me. I said, is anyone have any question for you? But I just said that any comment for about the report. But for me, I think the report is just incredible. It is very, very nice.
This is Dr. Abdarko. Thank you. And thank you. So we were very happy about this initiative. And we're happy to take it all the way to the end. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you to one also for moderating that portion of the meeting.
Okay, goodbye, everyone.
Okay, so we would typically go to the first portion of public comment. Due to the COVID-19, county closures are in effect and this meeting is not being held in person. Anyone wishing to provide public comment could have emailed county staff as indicated on the agenda by 4 p.m. today. All public comment received can be seen on our website right now at clarkcountynv.gov. Anyone wishing to speak at this time who has not already submitted comments in writing can speak now. Thank you. Our next meeting is August 26, 2020 at 7 o'clock p.m. And meeting will still be virtual, just like tonight. The meeting is now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.